You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. The Russian Association for Electronic Communications, a tech trade association, reports that as many as 70,000 tech workers fled Russia this past spring. The organization's economists expect that number to more than double by summer. They're headed to places like Turkey, Poland, and other parts of Europe, as well as Central European countries like Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan. Some are even coming to the U.S. But Russians who are fleeing may not be welcomed with open arms in other countries, even if they disagree with the war. Dina Temple-Raston is the host of the podcast Click Here, where she profiled two tech workers who got out of Russia. Here are their stories.
22-year-old Nikita Shevchenko bought a ticket out of Russia on February 24th, the day the invasion of Ukraine began. Now he finds himself in a small apartment in San Francisco's trendy Mission District, which is where I met up with him. Super nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Welcome to America. Land of dreams, he says. If the Trade Tech Association's predictions are accurate, some 10% of Russia's IT workforce will have joined the exodus.
As soon as the war happened, you know, just all of my plans changed like completely within basically 30 minutes.
And while Shevchenko says he and his IT friends are glad to have escaped, they're finding the outside world downright hostile. A potential investor for Shevchenko's website building company told him to go to hell when he found out he was Russian. And that happened even though Shevchenko has helped his Ukrainian employees flee the fighting.
So we relocated them. We paid for the tickets, you know, to different countries like in Europe so that they will just leave and so that they can work and their families will be safe.
Now he says his Russian employees are opting to leave too. Some tech workers are leaving high-profile positions, like Natalia Chebotar, who used to be the chief strategy officer for Yandex Education. Yandex is a kind of Russian language Google. She helped introduce digital textbooks into Russian schools.
My textbooks are now used by 20,000 schools in Russia. That's half of all schools in Russia.
Chebotar says Russia's big tech exodus started before the war, when President Vladimir Putin began to crack down on dissent. She decamped to Tbilisi, Georgia, and she says it's been hard because no one wants to help Russians right now.
Most of Russians who flee, they can't even think about asking for help. So we have different kind of groups that different Russian people help each other. But it's not like every road is open for you. It's not.
It's clear that the fighting isn't going to end anytime soon. Chebotar is making plans for her daughter to enroll in a school in Tbilisi in the fall.
That was Dina Temple-Raston, host of the podcast Click Here. You can hear more of those stories on that podcast, and we'll have a link on our website, marketplacetech.org. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.